Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Planet Canada, How Our Expats Are Shaping the Future is a public affairs and policy-oriented nonfiction book by John Stackhouse, a Canadian journalist, author, and former editor-in-chief of The Globe and Mail. The book examines the millions of Canadian citizens living outside the country and argues that they form a significant but underused national resource. Rather than treating expatriates as people who have simply left, Stackhouse presents them as a dispersed community with economic, diplomatic, cultural, and professional influence. His central purpose is to broaden how Canada thinks about national power in a global era, especially as traditional soft power becomes less reliable and competition for influence intensifies. The book is not only about migration or identity, it is also about strategy, or it asks how Canada can maintain relevance by building stronger connections with citizens abroad, recognizing their expertise, and treating the global Canadian diaspora as part of the national future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Canadian expatriates as a strategic national asset. A central argument of Planet Canada is that Canadians living abroad should be understood as an asset rather than a loss. Stackhouse emphasizes that the expatriate population is large enough to resemble a substantial province, yet it is rarely treated as part of national planning. This framing matters because countries often measure strength through domestic population, institutions, resources, and formal diplomatic capacity. Stackhouse widens that lens by suggesting that citizens abroad can extend Canadian reach into industries, universities, civil society organizations, and international networks where official channels may have limited access. The asset is not only numerical. It lies in the practical knowledge, trust relationships, and local fluency that expatriates acquire while remaining connected, in varying degrees, to Canada. This idea challenges a common assumption that departure weakens national capacity. In Stackhouse's view, mobility can multiply influence if a country knows how to maintain ties. The book, therefore, asks readers to see expatriation not as abandonment, but as a form of distributed presence. Secondly, diaspora networks as informal channels of Canadian influence. Stackhouse gives particular attention to the influence Canadians abroad can exercise outside formal diplomacy. Governments work through embassies, trade offices, treaties, and official visits, but many important decisions are shaped in less formal settings, boardrooms, laboratories, universities, cultural institutions, humanitarian organizations, technology firms, and professional associations. Expatriates may be able to carry Canadian perspectives into these spaces without acting as state representatives. This is why the book links diaspora engagement to soft power, though it treats that power as something that must be actively renewed rather than passively assumed. Canadian values such as pluralism, institutional trust, openness, and pragmatic problem-solving can travel through people, not only through policy statements. The value of this argument is that it connects identity to mechanism. Influence is not presented as symbolic pride alone. It depends on relationships, credibility, and repeated participation in global systems. Stackhouse suggests that a country with a diverse population should be unusually well-suited to building such connections, but only if it recognizes and organizes them. Thirdly, economic competitiveness through global Canadian connections. Planet Canada also places expatriates within the context of economic competitiveness. For a relatively small country, access to global markets, capital, talent, ideas, and regulatory knowledge can be decisive. Canadians abroad may help firms understand foreign business environments, identify opportunities, build partnerships, and interpret political or cultural risk. This is not the same as treating the diaspora as a simple sales network. Stackhouse is more broadly interested in how globally placed Canadians can improve the flow of knowledge into and out of Canada. Entrepreneurs, executives, researchers, educators, and professionals abroad may see emerging trends earlier than domestic institutions do. If Canada remains connected to them, their experience can inform innovation policy, trade strategy, education, and investment. The reasoning is practical influence often follows networks, and networks must be cultivated before they are needed. The book, therefore, positions diaspora engagement as part of national economic infrastructure. It is a form of connectivity that can help compensate for Canada's smaller scale in a world where larger economies increasingly dominate attention. Fourthly, policy gaps and how Canada relates to citizens abroad. A recurring implication of the book is that Canada lacks a sufficiently deliberate approach to its citizens overseas. Stackhouse does not present expatriate engagement as something that can be solved by sentiment alone. If Canadians abroad are to contribute meaningfully, institutions need ways to identify them, communicate with them, and connect them with public, private, and civic opportunities. The policy challenge is complicated because expatriates are diverse. Some are temporary students or workers, some are long-term residents elsewhere, some hold dual citizenship, and some maintain only loose ties to Canada. A one-size-fits-all approach would likely fail. The book therefore points toward a more flexible national mindset, one that can distinguish between consular responsibility, economic partnership, cultural connection, and civic belonging. The importance of this topic is that it moves the discussion from admiration to implementation. Recognizing expatriates as valuable is only the first step. The harder task is designing institutions and habits that make engagement routine rather than occasional, reactive, or dependent on prominent individuals. Lastly, national identity reframed beyond territorial residence. One of the broader intellectual contributions of Planet Canada is its challenge to a residence-based view of national identity. Canada has long defined itself as a country shaped by immigration, regional diversity, and global openness. Stackhouse extends that idea outward by asking whether people who leave Canada can still be part of the national project. This reframing is important because modern citizenship often involves mobility, multiple affiliations, and careers that cross borders. If national belonging is defined too narrowly by physical presence, Canada may overlook people who continue to carry Canadian education, habits, networks, and loyalties into the world. At the same time, the book avoids reducing identity to nostalgia. Its interest is functional as well as cultural. What can a globally dispersed Canadian community do? And what responsibilities does Canada have toward it? This makes the argument relevant to debates about globalization, migration, and citizenship. Stackhouse presents the diaspora as evidence that national communities are not only located within borders, they can also operate through continuing relationships across borders. In conclusion, Planet Canada is best suited to readers interested in Canadian public policy, international affairs, migration, diaspora strategy, and the future of national influence. Policymakers may find it useful because it converts a familiar demographic fact, Canadians living abroad, into a strategic question. Business leaders and educators can benefit from its attention to networks, talent circulation, and global knowledge flows. Canadian expatriates may also read it as a serious account of why their connection to Canada can matter even when they build lives elsewhere. The book stands out from many works on globalization because it does not treat Canada only as a state competing through trade agreements, military alliances, or branding campaigns. Instead, it focuses on people as the carriers of influence, compared with general books about diaspora communities. Its distinctive contribution is its Canadian specificity, the tension between a country proud of immigration and a country often inattentive to citizens who depart. Stackhouse combines journalistic clarity with policy relevance, making the book accessible without reducing the issue to slogans. Its practical benefit is that it encourages readers to think institutionally about connection, not just emotionally about belonging. Its intellectual benefit is a broader definition of national capacity in an age when borders still matter, but networks increasingly shape outcomes. If you would like to support John Stackhouse, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.